20 years ago this week, the American air transportation system skidded off the runway. The Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization, PATCO, waged a strike for higher pay, shorter hours, and better working conditions. The strike flew in the face of President Ronald Reagan, then just 7 months in office, and the new president was not in a compromising mood. NPR's Marianne Akers recounts what happened then and how things have changed since.
On the first Sunday evening in August 1981, officials at the Federal Aviation Administration huddled in a conference room. They knew that thousands of air traffic controllers were on the verge of striking. Jack Ryan was manager of air traffic operations at the time. He says the mood at FAA headquarters was one of anxiety.
And the conference room on the blackboard was written, we're making a list and checking it twice, and we're going to find out who's naughty and nice.
They found out early the next morning. More than 11,000 members of PATCO walked off the job and began picketing at air traffic centers around the country. The controllers had hoped that the government would cave to their demands. But just hours after the strike began, President Reagan stepped into the Rose Garden and issued this ultimatum.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law. And if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Ron Taylor was one of those controllers Mr. Reagan was talking to. Taylor was on strike in Palm Beach, Florida.
I know he thought that thousands of people would go crawling back into the facilities and begging for their jobs back, but that wasn't going to happen.
The strikers had hoped that commercial airlines would not be able to operate without them. But the airlines did, despite disruptions and losing money. The government borrowed controllers from the military to keep the air traffic system operating. The striking controllers continued their walkout. They said they suffered from burnout faster than other federal employees, and they demanded more money and better pensions for all the stress and technical responsibility of handling air traffic safely. For Ron Taylor, the strike was about making the air traffic controller's job what he calls a survivable occupation.
It was very difficult back in those days to make it where a controller could really retire. We needed to have a 4-day work week, better benefits to make the occupation a survivable occupation, so where you could actually reach a retirement.
Taylor was fired, just as the president had warned, and Mr. Reagan banned the strikers from working again at the FAA. Since then, Taylor says he's done a little bit of everything to make a living. Electrical work, maintenance on swimming pools, and construction. He's 54 now and still hopes to get rehired as a controller before his 56th birthday. The FAA won't hire controllers any older than that. Taylor reapplied at the FAA in 1993 when President Clinton lifted Mr. Reagan's ban on PATCO strikers. Taylor hasn't been rehired, but about 800 others have been, including Andrew Esterly.
Some of the people, when we came back, didn't like us very much because we were allowed to take our seniority back, and that put us ahead of some of the people who were training us. But it was very easy to come back and go back to a job that I enjoyed greatly when I left and always wanted to come back to.
Esterly works in the same New York facility where he went on strike and was fired from in 1981. He's a member of the union that was formed by controllers who replaced him after the strike. John Carr was one of those replacements. And today, he's president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, or NATCA as it is known. Out of the ashes of the 1981 strike, Carr has helped shape NATCA into a powerful lobby. The union works closely with the FAA to develop new technology and safety enhancements, a relationship PATCO never had. One problem, though, with the mass hiring of controllers like Carr in the mid-80s is that today's controllers won't be around much longer. They can retire after 20 years service. NATCA President John Carr.
The data we have indicates that there is a coming wave of controller retirements beginning 2 or 3 years from now and accelerating to peak sometime in the 2007-2008 timeframe.
The FAA says it has a contingency plan for hiring and training new controllers this decade, and the controllers union says the agency better hurry, because the union predicts that by the year 2010, 50% of current air traffic controllers will have left the workforce, leaving it open to new hires. And this, at a time when air travel is expected to reach volumes never seen before. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.